it wasn't so bad, unless you stop to think about it. I wanted to keep busy, and then we didn't have much 50 caliber ammunition ready. And it so happened that two machine guns, and I was topside, I could see everything going on. One had like a bicycle that wire there, and it broke and never did get it fixed. So mine, but anyway, it didn't take long to shoot that ammunition up, and they had to keep 5-6 people belting it. So I never, can't say I ever got a good shot, except I could have had an awful good shot at a dive bomber coming, God, I see the pilot so plain, coming in and out of ammunition. He dropped a bomb, I think, off the stern of the Dob on a big destroyer tender, and I remember seeing that black bomb going like that and standing there watching. And I thought, it made a big splash, and I was waiting for, there was never no explosion. So it must, he missed, but it must not have been a dummy or maybe the water, I don't know. It didn't explode. So after, you know, on a ship like that, when you come in, you cut off the power or steam. So you have to, you just don't step on the gas and go out of the harbor. We had to build up steam to go out there, and it took about an hour and a half to do that. Then we were out of the harbor, and that's when I went off the machine gun and went to the torpedo tube. And I can't remember, I remember going by the hospital point there, seeing a lot of the white sailors or white uniforms laying on the grass. And that was right next to the channel, hospital point. The naval hospital was there. And this, I was underneath a torpedo tube, and I couldn't do it now. I was putting an exploder into the warheads. The warheads and everything are ready to go, but we didn't have the automatic exploders in them. Put them in and went out to sea there, and we went out at the end. We was going pretty fast. Destroyers went fast. And we, all we could do was patrol for submarines. I didn't get no breakfast that morning, and I think I got some sandwich towards evening, and didn't, no supper, but then we was at battle stations all the time, so I didn't get much sleep that night again. I mean, if you were a cook or baker, you can cut a lot of this out. You had a battle station, you maybe was cooking, but when you had a gun, maybe your battle station was at some gun, and handling ammunition. So that's why they couldn't have time to cook. And it's surprising, I remember how cold I got at night there off Pearl Harbor. I mean, you know, it's tropic. I told my parents, somebody said, send me a warmer jacket. It didn't. So that's why we come in there, and we come back after 3 days. And we went out, I went out, and after 3 days, and it's surprising. The mess, the ships are sunk, were all rusty already, rust fast, everything in salt water, salt air. And our chief is back in Newport going to school, and they come in, and they naturally sent her back, and they said, boy, we're going to do the Japanese and everything. I remember he come there when he came in Pearl Harbor on a big transfer for a lot of people coming back. He said to me, it's so quiet you could have heard a pin drop. People, that's how wide awake they were, or the change. The Japanese, I think if they'd have known exactly what they'd done there, and there was a lot of opposition. My worry was that I knew that they could have had, and they should have had, and they cussed probably now that they didn't have, a couple of come in there, even a day later. Battleship, cruiser, and they could have sunk everything that was sitting in that harbor and destroyed everything. Because they had wiped out our Air Force. And they had, the battleships were done, and a lot of cruisers were done. There were two or three carriers out there. And they were coming back in. But I think if the Japanese had stayed there and everything, them carriers could have been sunk. or they would have headed to the West Coast. When they're Japanese, people don't realize, I know, I'm sure that, but they could have, what you probably read, anybody's read, that the Japanese, and a lot of them, wanted to go back and have two more strikes or something, but the admiral in charge of the Japanese, he said, we've done a good job, and after a little, he headed for home.